Hello.
Hello, this is Karen Lopez from Metro Research. We are conducting a poll of people's opinions toward public affairs and current events today. First of all, can you tell me, are you currently registered to vote at this address?
Yes.
Okay, and are you registered to vote as a Democrat, a Republican, or as something else?
Democrat.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, what are the chances that you will vote in a November general election for president, Senate, Congress, and other offices? Are you certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you not vote?
Certain.
Certain, okay, thank you. Now, will you please tell me your age?
60.
Okay. And in Florida, the media describes people as either Black or African-American, Anglo or white, or Hispanic. So how would you describe yourself?
African-American.
African-American, okay. And generally speaking, do you feel that things here in Florida are headed in the right direction or in the wrong direction?
Wrong direction.
Got it. Now, thinking about elections for Congress, would you vote for the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
Democratic.
Okay, and would you say you will definitely vote for the Democratic candidate or lean towards the Democratic candidate?
Democratic.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, I would like to ask you your impressions of some people and organizations that you may have heard of. As I read each one, please tell me whether you have a very favorable opinion of them, a somewhat favorable opinion, a somewhat unfavorable opinion, or a very unfavorable opinion. And if you don't recognize one of them, that's okay. Just let me know and we'll go on to the next one. And the first one is Thomas Chalifoux.
Not familiar.
Okay. Then we have Ron DeSantis.
Unfavorable.
And is that somewhat or very unfavorable?
Very.
Okay, thank you. The next one is the Project 2025.
Very unfavorable.
Got it. Then we have MAGA Republicans.
Repeat.
Yes, the MAGA Republicans.
Very unfavorable.
Got it. The next one is Joe Biden.
Very favorable.
Okay. The next one is Kamala Harris.
Very favorable.
Got it. Then we have Donald Trump.
Very unfavorable.
Got it. The next one is Democrats in Congress.
Favorable.
And is that very or somewhat?
Very.
Got it. And the last one is Darren Soto.
Repeat that again.
Yes, Darren Soto.
I would say somewhat favorable.
Okay, thank you so much for your answers. Now, thinking about the job Joe Biden is doing as president, do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Strongly approve.
Got it. And thinking about the job Darren Soto is doing as a congressman from this district, do you strongly approve? Somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat approve.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, if the election for president were today and the candidates were Donald Trump, the Republican, and Kamala Harris, the Democrat, which one do you think you will vote for?
Kamala Harris.
Got it. And if the election for the United States Senate were today, and the candidates were Rick Scott, the Republican, and Debbie Mercer Powell, the Democrat, which one do you think you will vote for?
The Democrats.
Okay, thank you. And if the election for the United States Congress were today, and the candidates were Thomas Chalifoux, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you will vote for?
Democrat.
Got it. Thank you so much. Now, as you may know, there will be also amendments on the Florida Constitution on the ballot. One constitutional amendment is titled Amendment to Limit Government Interference with Abortion. And this is how it reads. No law shall prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before viability or when necessary to protect the patient's health as determined by the patient's healthcare provider. This amendment does not change the legislature's constitutional authority to require notification to a parent or guardian before a minor has an abortion. And so, would you vote yes to support the amendment or vote no to oppose it?
Yes, I will vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Now, I would like to read you two brief statements about two of the candidates for Congress. The first one is Colonel Thomas Chalifoux is an experienced business owner and decorated military veteran who served for over 30 years. Colonel Chalifoux will put America first by enforcing the laws necessary for securing the border against the out-of-control flow of illegal immigrants, fight for a fiscal responsibility by getting wasteful government spending, and make us independent from foreign energy sources. Colonel Chalifoux will take his experience as a small business and multi-million dollar enterprise leader to continue to grow opportunities in our community. And then we have Darren Soto is the current congressman for Central Florida. Soto is an experienced legislator who works tirelessly to deliver for Central Florida. He worked to pass bipartisan legislation that expands health care for veterans, opposed to burn pits and toxic substances. Soto also helped pass a law that kept the price of insulin to $35 for those on Medicare, so families don't have to choose between life-saving medication and paying the bills. Soto will always fight against efforts to cut Social Security or make healthcare more expensive for Central Florida families. Now we have, if the election for the United States Congress were today and the candidates were Thomas Chalifoux, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you will vote for?
Soto.
Okay, thank you so much. Mm-hmm. Now, which of the following issues do you think is the most important for Congress to focus their attention on right now? Creating jobs and increasing wages in Central Florida, improving aid for traffic congestion in Central Florida, lowering grocery prices, promoting traditional values in schools, lowering inflation and gas prices, making owning a home more affordable, ending the gun violence epidemic, protecting abortion rights, making healthcare affordable for working families, tackling crime and improving public safety, securing our border, bringing down rent prices, or protecting Social Security and Medicare.
Protecting Social Security and Medicare.
Okay, thank you. And which is the next most important issue?
Reducing crime.
Reducing crime, okay, thank you so much. Now, let me read some reasons people give for voting for a candidate for the U.S. Congress. Assuming that each of these is accurate, please tell me how convincing a reason you think it will be to vote for that candidate. And will it be very convincing, only somewhat convincing, or will it have virtually no effect at all on your decision? And the first one is, Darren Soto helped bring down prices for prescription drugs and cap out-of-pocket costs for seniors, and is working to lower healthcare costs for everyone.
Very convincing.
Got it. The next one says, Soto has worked to keep our community safe from dangerous criminals. Soto supports common sense gun laws backed by sheriffs and has brought home tens of millions of dollars for our local law enforcement, improved funding for the largest increase of agents in Border Patrol history, hiring 22,000 new Border Patrol agents to crack down on fentanyl and illegal entry.
Very convincing.
Got it. The next one says, Darren Soto opposes any policy that will allow the government to monitor a woman's pregnancy and make medical decisions for her.
Very convincing.
Thank you so much for your answers. Then we have Thomas Chalifoux will put an end to the border crisis that's filling our community with dangerous criminals who take advantage of Joe Biden's and Kamala Harris' open border policies.
Repeat that again.
Yes. Thomas Chalifoux will put an end to the border crisis that's filling our communities with dangerous criminals who take advantage of Joe Biden's and Kamala Harris' open border policies.
Somewhat convincing.
Okay. Then we have Thomas Chalifoux is a fiscal conservative who will rein into out-of-control federal spending, excessive stimulus packages, and supply chain disruptions that are fueling inflation and hurting working families.
Somewhat convincing.
Got it. And the last one says, Thomas Chalifoux will support the Trump-backed America First policies that prioritize American citizens. As a veteran who served for over 30 years, Chalifoux will make sure we take much better care of those who have served and worked to solve veteran homelessness.
Somewhat convincing.
Okay, thank you so much for your answer so far. Now that you have heard a little bit more, if the election for the United States Congress were today and the candidates were, again, Thomas Chalifoux, the Republican, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you will vote for?
Soto.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, let me read some statements about the candidates running for the U.S. Congress. And assuming that each of the following statements is accurate, please tell me if this will cause you to have serious doubts about voting for that candidate, only some doubts, or will it have virtually no effect at all on your decision? The first one is, Darren Soto has been a rubber stamp for the failed Biden-Harris policies that have made gas prices skyrocket and made life more expensive for Central Florida families. He even made life harder for working families by voting for tax increases that target our small businesses.
No effect.
Okay. Then we have Chalifoux called a quote, complete overhaul of existing healthcare system. The Affordable Care Act, which will roll back healthcare for millions of Americans, including those with pre-existing conditions.
No effect.
Got it. Then we have a chairman of the Osceola County School Board, Thomas Chalifoux, voted to give himself a 3.8% pay rise while criticizing wasteful spending in the education budget and voting to increase taxes for Osceola families.
What are my choices again?
Yes, this causes you to have serious doubts, some doubts, or no effect in your decision.
Serious doubt.
Okay, thank you. Then we have Darren Soto has supported the failed immigration policies that have let millions of criminals cross our borders and make our communities less safe. Since being elected, Darren Soto has made our lives harder, not easier, and we cannot trust him with another term in Congress.
No effect.
Got it? The next one says, Thomas Schalifux personally loaned his campaign $2 million and is charging his own campaign interest, allowing him to turn a profit by running for office.
Serious doubt.
Got it? And the last one says, mega landlord Thomas Schalifux went to court to evict over 50 small businesses, including a church in Kissimmee, and has tied up the courts pursuing a host of small crime suits.
Serious doubt.
Okay, thank you so much for your responses. Now, again, that you have heard a little bit more, if the election for the United States Congress were today, and the candidates were Thomas Schalifux, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you will vote for?
Darren Soto.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, can you tell me, what is your primary source for national and political news? Is it your local newspaper, Orlando Sentinel, cable news networks, El Nuevo Dia, talk radio, a local network affiliates like CBS, ABC, NBC, Fox, Univision, Telemundo, Mega TV, America TV, internet-based news sources, or social media apps or services?
Televisions.
Okay, thank you. Now, thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for the Republican Donald Trump or the Democrat Joe Biden or some other candidate?
Joe Biden.
Got it. Thank you so much. Now, I have just a few more questions, and this is for statistical purposes only. And what was the last grade or degree you completed in school?
Bachelor's degree.
Bachelor's degree. Thank you so much. Now, do any children under the age of 18 live in your home?
Yes.
Got it. And if you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Moderate.
Got it. Thank you so much. And this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. I really appreciate your patience and your help.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.